where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A convicted killer will stay in prison after being denied day parole at a hearing today. Seven victim impact statements were read in the hearing of Donald Wayne Campbell. His request for three separate 72-hour absences plus travel time was denied. He was convicted of first-degree murder in the 1998 death of 45-year-old Fenny Campbell and sentenced to life in prison with eligibility for full parole after 25 years. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Sarnia Police say further information on the death at Rainbow Park on the weekend will not be released. Police say the death was not suspicious, no foul play is suspected, and there's no concern for public safety. Lambton College says all buildings are going to reopen tomorrow. They say repairs to the water main disruption, which led to the closure of the Sarnia campus, buildings A through E, are currently being completed. All buildings are going to reopen tomorrow, and classes, college operations, and community activities are moving forward as scheduled. They're thanking everyone for their patience and understanding. The redevelopment of Bluewater Health's Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Treatment Center is getting a big boost. Local philanthropists Ann West and Jeff Burchill have pledged $100,000 toward the project. The foundation has a current goal of raising $600,000. Those interested in supporting the Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Treatment Center can contact the Bluewater Health Foundation's office. Stiffer penalties are coming for those convicted of impaired driving in Ontario. The province plans to introduce legislation that, if passed, would make it so anyone found guilty of impaired driving would have to install an ignition interlock device in their vehicle. They would also have to undergo mandatory remedial education and treatment. Under the proposed new measures, a lifetime driving ban would also be imposed on anyone convicted of impaired driving causing death. It's good news for milk lovers. There are no signs of bird flu in Canadian retail milk. The testing by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency comes after an outbreak of H5N1 bird flu in U.S. dairy cows. The County of Lambton wants to partner with local landowners to strengthen the Living Snow Fence program, which has been in place since 2011. Public Works Manager Matt DeLine explains.
The Living Snow Fence is a strategy that the county uses within our snow fence program, where we partner with landowners to use unharvested rows of standing corn to help with limiting the effects of windblown snow on the county road network.
DeLine says the living snow fences also reduce the need for plowing and salting, which has financial and environmental benefits. You can visit our website for all the info. And Canadian Coast Inshore Boat Rescue Stations are now open for the season. That includes the ones in Corunna and Mitchell's Bay. They opened at noon today and will close September 4th. The stations are crewed by post-secondary students hired and trained by the Coast Guard and provide additional maritime search and rescue. Partly cloudy tonight, chance of showers this evening, low 9 degrees. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, chance of afternoon showers, high 24, cooler near Lake Huron. Cloudy Friday, chance of showers, high 21, and cloudy again Saturday, high 22 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.